Look, the camera doesn't have to be this awkward thing in your social media life. And because I've been in front of the camera as a former TV reporter, I know a thing or two about how to make it less intimidating and more of an extension of yourself in your business. Hey there, storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so excited for us to dig into this episode that's all about being more natural in your direct-to-camera Instagram reels. And so when I say direct-to-camera, I'm talking about those reels where you are talking directly to the camera to get your message across to your ideal clients. I personally love direct-to-camera Instagram reels because, you know, it gives people a glimpse of how you communicate as a online coach or as a service provider. And in your case, as an online coach, you know, more than likely, all the time, you are speaking with people. You are teaching your clients in those one-on-one programs. You're teaching clients in group programs. So, you know, why not give them an idea of how you communicate and, you know, who you are and your personality before they even enroll in the program? After all, that's a big part of getting them to enroll. They're going to like what you have to say and your passion and excitement behind what you have to offer. So hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll feel, you know, more excited about doing more direct-to-camera videos for your Instagram reels. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into it. And the first thing is, you know, maybe you feel like you are kind of stiff when it comes to these videos. You're like, you know, I don't want to seem so stiff and stuffy, you know, and you're probably like, what is wrong with me? Because you're comfortable in other social situations like meetings and during your coaching sessions. But when the camera starts rolling, you suddenly feel like, you know, you're just stuck. You have stage fright or something. And it's only this tiny lens pointing at you from your phone, right? So first, you know, when it comes to this, I want you to know that, you know, don't panic when the camera does come on. Like, chances are with your Instagram reels, you are recording these and you are posting them, right? So, you know, take it easy on yourself. Give yourself some grace. There's no rush to complete it because you are recording it and uploading it, okay? You can do it over as many times as you want to, but you don't want to seem, you know, anxious and, you know, talking too fast or being too stuffy or stiff. So don't panic, okay? And you're not alone in this. I know a lot of people deal with this and it's, you know, it's a struggle. So, and it's kind of hard to get over. So I definitely understand. So start with practicing. Start with practicing before you even try and press record, okay? The goal here is to get so comfortable that you forget that a camera is even there. Then after you practice without pressing record, start pressing record and practice some more. And again, that's another way of getting comfortable with everything and so on and so forth, so you will forget that a camera is not even there when you actually do record to do the actual video. Think of it like your coaching sessions, you know, repetition is key. So loosen up and all those good things. Another great thing to do is you can do some stretches or something before you sit down or wherever you are to record these videos. Do some type of light exercise. Maybe turn on some classical music or something like that. I'm a Christian. I love Christian music. If I'm doing stuff throughout the day, I might turn on that or some other type of music that brings me calm and happiness. So try that as well. And just like breathe easy. Before you get started, pause for a few deep breaths and it will get you in the state of, okay, everything's okay, and you'll just feel calmer. And that will also come through when you are on camera. When I'm talking about this, I think about my first time going live at my first reporting job. Now, I had been on camera before, like recording stuff, and I was very comfortable. I had never gone live before in this instance, and breaking news happened to happen, of course. No one else was available but me. And so when my news director called me, I was trying to keep calm on the phone. Like, I didn't say, oh, I've never done this before. I was like, okay, just roll with it, okay? Everything's gonna be okay. And so he brought me the stuff that I needed to go live. And I was just, there are so many thoughts going on in my head. I was like, I've never done this before. I hope I don't screw this up, because it was for something that was a crime. It was not a good, story. It was a crime. It was not something that was something happy to report on. And I was like, I don't want to get the details wrong by talking too fast. I hope I have all the details, all of that, right? And so when I did this live shot, I remember talking so fast, so just to spit out the information. And I was very disappointed in myself, but I was like, okay, Danielle, give yourself some grace. This is your first time going live. And as I continually did it over and over again, I got more comfortable. But that first time, I was just like you probably feel now, like totally nervous. And I just, spewed out everything that I knew, trying to make sure that I didn't forget everything. Now, in your case with these reels, you're not going live, but you probably can think, okay, let me talk real fast so I don't forget, what I am trying to say. And I don't want you to do that, okay? Which brings me to my next point is, scripts. And I've seen in places where some people are anti-scripts, but I am not, because the fact that I did do reporting, I had scripts in front of me, okay? I had scripts, beside me to keep me on track. Now, if there was breaking news, I didn't necessarily have a script. I had points that I made. So there are two ways that you can go about doing this. For your reels are typically 90 seconds. You can write a script for your reels and place it somewhere near you. Try to practice it so you can remember the lines to it. Make the words not long and drawn out. When you write scripts, you want to make them easy enough that the words roll right off your tongue and it's not a whole mouthful for you to remember or pronounce, okay? So it's okay to have scripts. Okay, when I record my reels on Instagram, 9 times out of 10, most of them, I have written down what I am going to say. And I will leave it up on my computer beside me. I'll say it a couple of times before I press record. And then I'll turn around at the camera and press record and say what I've written down. You just want to be prepared with what you want to say, okay? And you want to be able to say it naturally. Just because you have a script doesn't mean that you're going to sound like a robot. You just want to think, okay, just let me, this is a conversation. This is a conversation between me and my followers who are actually my ideal clients. Okay, just think of it like that. Another way to do it, if you, if you prefer not to write scripts, you know, I do this as well. I will write down some points to make, maybe 3 points, and I will, you know, say those in a short, concise way where it's easy to remember. All right. And even when I was in news, if there was breaking news, I would write down points instead of having a full script. Because it was breaking news, I would write down points of details that were given to me so I could remember. And of course, I would look down to see that I'm saying this information correctly when it was live, okay, not recorded. And when I did those live shots, I didn't look down all the time. I would just simply glance down when I was ready to go on to the next point. I want to do another episode particularly about, you know, live video for you all so you can, you know, be comfortable in that aspect too. All right. So, but let's continue here with these recorded Instagram reels that are those direct to camera. And so also you want to think about your tone. Like I said, you want to sound human. So sound like yourself. Okay. Even though I was in reporting, my reels, you know, I'm not trying to sound like anyone else or sound like I am too professional or anything like that. I want to sound human because I'm connecting with real people, okay? Yes, you want to keep it professional, but you also want to have a balance that's also easygoing, as if you were talking to someone like in your coaching program. Okay, and the next thing is, you know, just making sure that you have your camera placement in the right way. So your phone should be at eye level to keep the video looking natural. I say phone because for the most part, a lot of us use the phones for recording these reels. Sometimes I use my camera and sometimes I use my phone camera. So, you know, whatever it is that you use, make sure that it is in eye level and it looks natural. And just, you know, you can play around with it or whatnot. Highly recommend that you get a tripod as well to make sure that it is at eye level and everything looks up to par. Make sure that the sound is correct as well, because you don't want to be so comfortable doing these reels and then you see that the sound isn't good or the camera placement is totally off. Natural light is also a great thing. You can do your videos during the daytime to have natural light. I also recommend having a ring light as well, in addition to that natural light, to, you know, make things pop a bit more. All of this, you know, it contributes to making you more comfortable, because you're going to feel comfortable when you sit down and press record. Like, okay, my sound is good, the lighting is great, I have my points here, or I have my script here. All of this makes a difference in how you show up in your confidence. So hopefully this has been helpful for you. The key thing is to, you know, the main point here is to think of it just like you're speaking to your coaching clients in those programs. You know, people connect with real people. So don't put so much pressure on yourself to show up any differently than that. Think about who you are, okay? And you will be perfectly fine. So hopefully this is helpful for you. Like I said, I want to do another episode that focuses on live video. And of course, I'll do more of these that focus on direct to camera videos in terms of like how copywriting plays a part in these direct to camera videos, because even after you record these, you have to put a caption with them as well, right? Or even with the scripts, you know, like I mentioned earlier, to go in depth with these scripts, you want to make sure that they're short, concise, but yet meaningful. So we'll chat more about that in other episodes, but for now, hopefully this is helpful for you, gotten you motivated to do more direct to camera videos. All right. So thanks again for tuning in to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast, and I will chat with you soon.